Standing By, written by Casey Fleming, Kate Okerstrom, and Kathleen Brawley. Episode 2. And Suddenly.
Syntax, report if you would.
Targets remain under surveillance. Current location, bedroom of apartment on 42nd Street, 3rd floor. All four persons of interest present in location. Energy readings indicate the mitigator is still in their possession.
Confirm the following targets. Target A, call sign, Helix, enhanced strength. Target B, call sign, Vesper, light manipulator. Target C, call sign, Leviathan, heat manipulator. Target D, call sign, Phil, self-disguise.
Target identities confirmed. Target A has the mitigator.
Good. Continue to stage 4 of the plan. Void.
Reporting.
Travel with Syntax. Maintain a low profile and do not return without completing your objectives.
Understood. Begin stage 4.
Excellent. Let's get back what's ours.
Magic orb ball of light.
Try putting magic in quotation so it won't ignore the search term.
Are you on incognito?
I'm always incognito.
No, like the computer mode, so it can't track you.
That isn't a thing.
That definitely is a thing.
This is a terrible plan. Lev barely knows how to type.
Excuse me. At least I'm not the one in the corner staring into the orb's mystical abyss.
Have you made any progress at all?
Bad news? Still don't know what the Tesseract ripoff is. Good news is there are a shit ton of lava lamps on Amazon if anyone wants one.
Lava lamp! Guys, we should totally get a team lava lamp.
Yeah, so if you couldn't tell, we are absolutely great at the whole research and analysis thing. By which I mean we still have no fucking idea what we've just gotten our hands on. Of course our MacGuffin doesn't show up on the first page of Google.
Could you try entering something different? Like, recent Illinois science experiment, or superpower orb Illinois, or new element discovered in Illinois?
It's not a new element. It can't be. Anything like that would have way too many protons to remain stable, let alone form that orb. And if it somehow miraculously could, that would invalidate, like, the entire periodic table?
Science nerd Helix is my favorite Helix.
And silently Googling Lev is my favorite Lev.
I'm working on it!
What if we took it to the science lab? Ran some tests or something. Maybe that would help us figure out if it's reactive to anything else.
Okay, let's just review. We go out on a scouting mission at random because Phil sees some dude walk into a sketchy-looking hotel and thinks, ooh, evil! And then we split up, go in, and spy on absolutely fucking nothing for 10 minutes. On the way out, we happen to find a freaky-ass magic orb that practically screams, do not touch! Phil touches it and triggers a sonic blast that the entire goddamn state of Illinois can hear. We book it out of there and make the genius decision to take the source of the noise with us. And now you're suggesting we break into the school science lab to see if we can trigger the greetings, Illinois, disaster again?
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
I want to know if it reacted to Phil because they have superpowers, or if it just reacts to human touch. Or if it happened to react to Phil but wouldn't react to someone else, like Lev or me.
Vez, we can't risk trying to get into school.
Then how do we learn what it does? I could browse the library, but I'm not even sure where to start with this.
Yeah, me neither.
How about we take a 5-minute break? Come back to this afterwards? We can make a pros and cons list or something, I don't know. Maybe a pie chart?
Well, I am pro this idea. Time for nondescript phone games.
Fine. Honest 5. And we're not making any diagrams.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom. Be right back. What?
Lights out.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Hey! Will you just quit struggling?
What? Who the hell are you?
That information is classified, thief.
Oh, you're the guy who really needs to work on his one-liners.
Excuse me, that was situationally appropriate and well-timed.
Comedic timing is a challenging art form to master.
That wasn't... I'm just here to get you to stop struggling. Those are titanium braces inlaid with energy converters. The more you fight, the stronger they get.
Fine, just tell me who you are.
Nah.
Then tell me what you want. It's the more self-explanatory of the two anyways.
I don't enjoy trading pleasantries with strangers.
And I don't enjoy parlaying with thieves, so...
I'm Void.
Void. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah. What's yours?
Well, we certainly should ask. How rude of us not to all introduce ourselves from the get-go. Would you like to do the honors, Vesper? Or would you prefer I perform the introductions for you? There's no need to be afraid. I won't harm you.
Am I supposed to take your word for it?
Of course you shouldn't. But I'll give it to you anyhow.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into. If you don't let me go...
I assume this remark is in reference to your team. In that case, I know exactly what I'm getting myself into, but of course, feel free to continue with the empty threats. I find them charming.
Don't patronize me. I'm not helpless.
I'm aware.
You're aware? What else do you know about me?
Very little, I'm afraid, but trust me, it's enough.
Well, if you want to know something else, these chains are a bit restricting. I'm much more agreeable with my hands free.
Oh, I see. And you think we're going to release you, what? Because your wrists are...
You said you knew little about me. Don't you want to learn more? Take these off and I can show you.
Very well. I admit my curiosity gets the better of me. Syntax.
Bindings disengaged.
Well, Vesper, do show us.
I will.
A decent effort, considering her circumstances.
I'm not impressed.
What did you do?
Me? Oh, I had no direct part in the process, just observing its effects. So Vesper, with that out of the way, let's finish the introductions. This is Syntax. Expert inventor, our computer genius, and all-around technical mastermind.
Mastermind is a bit generous.
Deservedly so. And, of course, you've already met Void.
Yes.
What does your power normally do again? Something with light?
Oh, yes, we know all about that, too. You and your team aren't the only ones with powers.
You're all?
Not all of us. That would be quite something. Void, however, well, that's pretty self-explanatory.
It is a pretty cool name.
Void. You're a power negator?
Yep. Your powers aren't gone for good, of course, but for now, you've pretty much got nothing. Kind of a weird feeling, huh?
Weird is one way to describe it.
Indeed. And I suppose that leaves me. You may call me Tempest. I'll leave my particular skill set up for interpretation. Well, now that introductions are all sorted, I'm afraid I must excuse myself. I have other matters to attend to. Syntax, if you would.
Bindings re-engaged and stabilized.
I do apologize for the restraints. Just a precaution.
We need you to stay put until your friends begin looking for you.
Wait.
It was nice to meet you, Vesper. I'd suggest trying to make yourself comfortable. You may be here a while.
It didn't take much time to realize Vesper was missing. You can only be outnumbered in an argument about lava lamps for so long before realizing your voice of reason isn't there to back you up. And we looked fucking everywhere. All over Lev's apartment, the bathrooms, even the roof. Nothing. She was just gone. So we ran to the streets to keep looking. We're not just gonna sit on our asses till we have a concrete lead, but it doesn't take a genius to know whatever's going on probably has to do with the orb weighing down my backpack. At the end of the day, though, I don't give a shit who or what took her, or how powerful they are, or even what they want from us. Nobody crosses our team. I'm coming over a building now. Lev, update?
Almost to the car. Phil's out in front.
Next hallway is clear. You can come through.
Gotcha. On my way. H, anyone see you?
I don't think so. I'm almost at the theater. I've got some cover from the parking structure.
Okay. Got anything?
Not yet.
I'm at Lev's car. No one's around. It's clear.
Coming. Meet you on Main and Jefferson.
I'll be there soon. Nothing. I don't see anyone driving away. Fuck, man.
Just meet us in my car. We'll be at the intersection in 2.
Just head for the highway. It's the only way out of town anyone ever uses, so that's a start at least.
Alright, I'm driving.
Fantastic. None of us will survive the trip. Hang on, Vesper.
They're on the move. We should alert Tempest that Stage 5 is proceeding as expected.
Right, yeah. I can go get her. I trust her plan, of course I do. But I'm a little... Is this something she normally does? I mean, kidnapping people and using them as bargaining chips? It just feels... extreme.
You are aware of the situation with her, yes?
Yeah, clearly, but...
Then you should know that the mitigator is a necessity. Proceeding with this plan is the most effective course of action. Look, I'm concerned for her as well, but getting the mitigator back is the best thing for her. We can figure everything out following that.
Okay. You're probably right.
Syntax, report on targets, please.
Driving towards the I-39 as we speak.
Then they're in position. Prepare for stage 6 of the plan. Void. Assist Syntax with preparing stage 6. Unless something else is bothering you.
No. It's nothing.
Need I remind you what happens if we let them take the mitigator? How close we were to finally having it within our possession for good? If we let them keep it, we're back to square one. Weeks, months of research and planning and coming to this nowhere town. All for nothing. We need that mitigator. I need that mitigator. And I'm losing the luxury of caring what it takes.
This production of Standing By featured Lucy Kavanagh as Helix, Sophia Pratt as Vesper, Max Gray as Leviathan, Arden DeForest as Phil, Lily Camp as Tempest, Ian Forehand as Void, and Ananya Bali as Syntax. The program was narrated by Olivia Freeman and produced and directed by Casey Fleming, with assistance from Madison Nobar. The original score was composed by Owen Prendergast, and the profile art was created by Gretchen Hinderleiter. Additional story consultation was provided by Madison Nobar, Ava Goldie, Gus Crowley, Arden DeForest, and Lily Camp. If you enjoyed this episode of Standing By, we ask that you consider donating to the Trevor Project, an organization that provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ+ young people. Thank you for listening to Standing By, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to tune into Episode 3, The Inevitable Climax, coming soon to wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Helix, I know you can't hear me. I know there's no one listening on the other side of this, but it feels right to talk, you know? Like, somehow, if I hope hard enough, you'll hear. I think you're coming. I mean, I know you, and you never turn down a chance to do something heroic. And yeah, that usually ends in things being partially set on fire, or Phil sprinting down a school hallway carrying a box of frogs, or period B Spanish ending early. We're not good heroes. We're just nerds who found another way to make themselves not belong. And don't get me wrong, I love my power, but nobody has powers in this city. I don't even think most people believe in superheroes. I don't know if I do either. I don't think there are people destined to rescue others, just people who choose to. And sometimes those people have a gift. They're put in the right place at the right time, or they have a good sense for danger, or they can create light with the flick of their wrist. But it's not the gift that really matters in the end, is it? It's what you choose to do with it, who you choose to be. I can't manipulate the light. I'm stuck here, and I'm so completely in the dark, and for the first time in my life, I can't light the way out for myself. I don't know when I'll have my power back, but that doesn't change who I am. Or at least not as much as I thought it would. You're brave, Helix, and so are Lev and Phil, but we've never really been on a big, real, terrifying rescue mission, and I'm so afraid. For me, sure, but mostly for you three. These guys are so much more than I ever would have thought. But we'll find our way back to each other, and this'll all be okay. Yeah. Please, please just be careful. I will too. Promise.